the future plans for the New Orleans Saints don't have them moving anywhere, and how Alvin Kamara, Pete Werner, and you can help the New Orleans Saints solidify a win on Sunday. We got all that and a little bit of Lagniappe for you on today's episode of Locked On Saints.
You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is good, Houdat Nation and Houdat family? Welcome in to this Key to Victory Friday episode of Locked On Saints, your daily podcast covering the New Orleans Saints, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you so much, as always, for making us your first listen of the day. I am your host, Ross Jackson, at Ross Jackson NOLA on Twitter, Canal Street Chronicles, Locked On NFL, and of course, here with you every single Monday through Friday, free and on all platforms, including on YouTube at Locked On Saints. And today's episode of Locked On Saints is brought to you by runyourpool.com. Go and check them out right now. Get $10 off by going to runyourpool.com/lockedon or using promo code Locked On at checkout. So today is our key to victories. We'll go through offense and defense. But first, I want to get to the biggest news around the New Orleans Saints, which is around its future. The succession plan for the New Orleans Saints post Gale Benson is slowly becoming public thanks to some fantastic reporting over at NOLA.com over the course of a five-day series. And the big takeaway here is that everybody that is around the New Orleans Saints right now is intent on this team not leaving the city of New Orleans, and not just the New Orleans Saints, but also the New Orleans Pelicans, which, by the way, go and check out Jake Madison at Locked On Pelicans as well. But this is really big news for the New Orleans Saints, and it's kind of incredible what it is that Gale Benson wants to do. Remember, Gale Benson was the heir to the New Orleans Saints, as well as the New Orleans Pelicans, after Tom Benson had passed away. So now the succession plan post-Gale Benson is becoming public. And a big thing to note about this is that it's not being left to anyone. The New Orleans Saints, the New Orleans Pelicans, they're not being left to any single person. Instead, they're going to be sold. And when they're sold, the idea is to take all of the money that comes through, which the estimated value of the franchise right now is around $3 billion, and to essentially, in annual installments, put that money back into the city of New Orleans with some unnamed charities, but basically putting that money back into the community. Basically, the idea for her is that she can't take the money with her, so if she has passed and the team is being sold, there's no sense in all that money being tied up in an estate or anything like that. Instead, with no heirs of her own, she intends to reinvest the money right back into the city. So an incredible gesture there. And the way that that all works is that Daniel Lauschka, who's the president of the New Orleans Saints right now, would be trusted with making sure that the money gets disseminated. And his intent, as somebody that is born and raised in New Orleans, that is a New Orleanian himself, is to make sure that this team doesn't go anywhere. One of the ways that he's doing that is by trying to push for a lease for the New Orleans Saints with the city of New Orleans through 2035. The reason why you do that is because, according to the NFL's bylaws, a team can't be moved while there is still a lease active with the city that it is in. So his plan is to find that lease and then get that set up with the Superdome and the Stadiums Commission and all of that. The other piece around all this, and the reason why this is so important, is also baking in the idea that whoever takes over the team doesn't move the team. That becomes a stipulation. The reason why that's important is because Gale Benson's the only billionaire in the area. There's not a lot of billionaires out there, y'all, and you have to be a billionaire in order to own an NFL franchise. They changed the rules so that what happened in Green Bay can't happen again. Deuce Windham and I actually talked about this over on Houdat Confessional earlier today. And so a big part of all of this is making sure that the New Orleans Saints don't go anywhere after Gale Benson's passing. Now, it doesn't seem that that time is imminent by any stretch of the imagination, but the succession plan is becoming public, some great reporting being done over at NOLA.com, and some things to sort of make you feel good about the fact that the New Orleans Saints, New Orleans Pelicans, the intent is that neither of these franchises go anywhere even after the Gale Benson era has come to an end. All right, before we get to our keys to victory, I do want to quickly go over the injury report, but I had to hit that big story because it's such huge news for the city of New Orleans, and so is this week's game. Huge news for the city of New Orleans, as it is the first time that they will have a full capacity Caesars Superdome. First time the Caesars Superdome will actually be christened, if you will. But this will also be the first time you have full capacity there. The New Orleans Saints looking healthy. Right now, you have Eric McCoy and Teron Armstead missing practice, as you expected at this point. and then Marshawn Lattimore and Jameis Winston, who popped up on the injury report early on in the week because of a knee injury when he was sacked by Matt Judon, came up with a limp, seems to be fine. He's been full participation as well as Marshawn Lattimore all week. So it seems that all systems are go thus far for the Saints. DeMario Davis did miss practice on Thursday, but for a personal reason, because he and his lovely wife have had their fifth child. So that was very exciting to hear about as well. As for the New York Giants injury report, it is a long injury report. So as we continue on with the show, let's talk about it in context. We're going to start off with the offensive keys to victory, why Alvin Kamara is so important, and why the New York Giants are in trouble when it comes to him. Then we'll go to the defensive side, talk about why Pete Werner is so important in this game, who's missing for the New York Giants on offense, and how you have the ability to impact this game. We'll continue on with our keys to victory as we continue with today's episode of Locked On Saints. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about the fantastic app, GetUpside. This is awesome, and I love this app so much because I'm driving a lot more than A, I want to, and B, I used to at this point, because obviously we haven't been driving around a bunch over the course of the last year and a half. Now, instead of me having to try to fight through figuring out which gas station is charging 5 cents less than the other gas stations, the GetUpside app saves me 25 cents per gallon every time that I fill up, regardless of where I do it, which I think is absolutely awesome. And the best part is that you end up getting all that money back either in your bank account, through PayPal, or you can get an Amazon gift card or other brands as well. Some folks are getting $200-$300 a month back. I'm going to help you get there quickly, because with your first fill up, I'm going to get you a bonus up to 50 cents per gallon. Just use the promo code TOUCHDOWN when you download the free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play. And then you're going to get 25 cents back per gallon every time that you fill up after that. This app is absolutely incredible, so go and check it out. Once again, it's free, gonna help you out a bunch. Get Upside. All right, family, continuing on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Thank you once again for making me your first listen of the day. Very grateful to be a part of all of your morning routine. Saw a lot of positive feedback about the show when Locked On asked people, hey, who's your first listen? I saw Locked On Saints come up a bunch. So thank you, thank you, thank you. True blessing to be a part of your day and a part of your routine. Now, speaking of part of our routine, every Friday here, we break down keys to victory in the offensive side and the defensive side. Look at three each. Let's start off on the offense. Key number one, Alvin Kamara. Plain and simple. Doesn't get any easier than that. Alvin Kamara is your absolute key to victory in this game. Big part of the reason is not because of the run game only, but because of his ability to contribute in the passing game. Right now, the New York Giants are 13th in the NFL when it comes to run rushing yards allowed. However, they've only been run against 70 times. So this is important. They've only been run against 70 times. Remember that the New Orleans Saints have ran for more than 70 times in just two of the three games this season combined, right? The week one game against the Green Bay Packers, the week three game against the New England Patriots, both of those wins, 30 plus in each of those, over 70 times over those two games. In the last three games, or the first three games of the season, the Giants have only been run on 70 times, but they're allowing 4.6 yards per carry, which means they're porous, but people aren't taking advantage of it just yet. And most of that has to do with the fact that, well, the Giants aren't really scoring points. So everyone's really been taking advantage of what can be done in the passing game, which we're going to circle back around to here in just a moment. So Alvin Kamara should be able, and Tony Jones Jr. should be able to pick up yardage on the ground, right? Allowing 4.6 yards per carry, not good, not good at all by the New York Giants there. So you want to be able to take advantage of that. But the other part of this is the Blake Martinez injury, and it compounds with a new injury that popped up on the New York Giants injury report. Again, a long injury report there. On the defensive side, linebacker Tae Crowder was added to the injury report on Thursday with a hamstring injury. Tae Crowder is the guy that stepped in place of Blake Martinez when Blake Martinez went down with his ACL tear last week, and he's the one that has effectively been setting up the defense and playing quarterback for the defense. So now you might have to go to a third linebacker deep if he's unable to go. If he is able to go, then he might be hampered depending upon how that hamstring is working out for him or not working out for him. We know hamstring injuries intimately here in New Orleans. They're not the easiest bullet to dodge. So when it comes down to guarding Alvin Kamara in the passing game, Tae Crowder with the hamstring injury, that might work out really well for Alvin Kamara in the passing game. Now, let's talk about the passing game some more before we get into the trenches here for our third key. So second key, taking advantage of what the New York Giants give up in the passing game. Now, we have not seen a 200-yard passing game yet so far for the New Orleans Saints. That could change this week. Here's why. I'm going to read off all of the New York Giants defenders that have given up a 100-plus passer rating when targeted so far this season. First of all, Xavier McKinney, their starting safety. Blake Martinez, no longer on the team right now or no longer available to play. Bre'Darius Williams, and then Azeez Ojulari, who's more of a pass rusher. He's only played 8 snaps in coverage, so we'll forgive that one. But here's where it gets interesting. James Bradbury, Tay Crowder, Jabril Peppers. That's your starting cornerback, the guy that's going to take the place of your starting linebacker, and thus who is now your starting linebacker, and Jabril Cox, your other starting safety. And right below that 100 passer rating threshold, that 98.8 passer rating allowed when targeted, is Logan Ryan, your other star defensive back. So far, this New York Giants secondary has been porous, and the passing game as a whole has been porous. 21st in the NFL in terms of yards allowed through the air. Now, they've only given up 6 touchdowns so far, but the 802 passing yards they've given up over 3 games is kind of egregious. So the Saints should be able to take advantage of that. Look for the passing game to have a little bit more presence this week. As long as the third key is in place, which is interior offensive line protection. Will Clapp has come back, or at least is designated to return for the New Orleans Saints. That means that he has, from the moment that he was designated to return, which is on Wednesday, 21 days to get back to the active roster. At this moment, at the time that I'm recording this on Thursday night, he is not currently on the active roster. But if he were to be activated for this game, it will be very interesting to see what happens with him and Cesar Ruiz. Remember, Cesar Ruiz stepped into the center position after Eric McCoy's injury because Will Clapp was on injured reserve. Otherwise, that would have been Will Clapp. Cesar Ruiz would have stayed at right guard. Will that happen this weekend? Will we see Will Clapp come back in and take the starting center role while the Cesar Ruiz shifts back to right guard? I don't know the answer to this yet. It is genuinely something I'm very interested in seeing, and it's probably something we won't know until game day when we start to see how the offensive lines are, you know, lining up before the game to get their kind of, you know, little workouts in before they get started and kind of go through the motions. So we'll see then. But it might make more sense to still roll with Cesar Ruiz because he's had more game action than Will Clapp has, who's just now coming off of injured reserve, but we'll see what happens there. Interior offensive line protection is going to be very important because that's going to allow the timing that we discussed in Wednesday's episode, where we're talking about fixing the passing game. Timing is a big part of that. If you're getting A-gap pressure immediately up the middle on the quarterback, timing is never going to be in sync because you're automatically throwing him off of the mark. So to recap, Alvin Kamara, key number 1. Key number 2, get going in the passing game. And key number 3, which is going to help both of those things happen, interior offensive line protection, keeping away guys like Dexter Lawrence and, of course, Leonard Williams, who led this team, the New York Giants, in sacks last season. That is a big-time tandem that plays a tight front, likes to send 4 and get pressure with just 4. That works in the Saints' advantage because they've struggled against blitzers, but you can't give up that immediate pressure up the middle. If that holds, keys 1 and 2, much easier to come by. Otherwise, you're going to need your skill position players to create for themselves, which is not the situation that you want to ask for. Okay, now let's talk about how the defense and you have the opportunity to make things very hard for Daniel Jones and the New York Giants, and why Pete Werner might be one of the most important players on defense this week. We have that coming up for you as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. And I want to tell you about our friends over at BuiltBar.com, the best tasting protein bar on the market. Listen, I know I talk about Built Bars a lot. It's because they are truly incredible. I'm bringing a bunch with me. I got them stocked up for my wedding. This is how much I love these Built Bars. So I'm sharing them with everybody. So come through if you want a Built Bar. But you could also go to BuiltBar.com, of course, and then grab a sample box, which has 2 of all 9 of their standard flavors, right? They've got 9 standard flavors and some limited edition flavors that roll in all the time, but those disappear quickly. So make sure you're always checking the website at BuiltBar.com. And while you're there, don't forget to use the promo code LOCKED15, so you can get 15% off of your next order. Doesn't matter if it's your first order or your next, don't matter. They're going to give you that 15% off with the promo code LOCKED15 at BuiltBar.com. Get it, Houdat Nation. Wrapping up today's episode of Locked On Saints with our defensive keys to victory. Let's start off with one, Pete Werner, and why he might be the most important player on the defense this week. We already know the folks that are going to have immediate impacts, right? DeMario Davis, Tano Passanio, Cam Jordan, who has been just on a tear over these last couple of games. Want to see him get home to Daniel Jones. And Pete Werner might play a big role in that. The reason why I'm singling out Pete Werner here is because I assume he's going to get the start again next to DeMario Davis. We'll see if it's Zach Bond, whoever that linebacker is. That's who we're talking about right now. But I'm assuming it's going to be Pete Werner because he played pretty well in that game against the New England Patriots. A big sort of underrated piece of what the New York Giants have is Daniel Jones' mobility. Now, I know I might sound like I'm making a mountain out of a molehill here, but Daniel Jones is the New York Giants' leading rusher. Now, a lot of that has to do with Saquon Barkley just not really looking like himself. And obviously, keeping Saquon Barkley limited is going to be a big-time key for the Saints' defense, but they're already keying in on the run game. Here's where I'm concerned about the New Orleans Saints, and it's Daniel Jones being pesky, and it's Daniel Jones being annoying when it comes to his ability sometimes to escape the pocket and extend drives, giving some of the skill position players around him additional opportunities. That's what I don't want to see the Saints allowing. So Pete Werner being somebody that can spy the quarterback, that can make sure that he's filling some of those gaps that happen to open up if a defensive end takes a wide, you know, roundabout way to get to him and they try to bend the edge as opposed to, you know, keeping it tight, then I think that that might be a big part of what Pete Werner is asked to do. I expect DeMario Davis to be blitzing quite a bit in this game and going after Daniel Jones. First of all, he just had a baby, so he mad happy and he ready to play some football. But secondly, you want to rattle this young quarterback because Daniel Jones is prone to making mistakes. So far this season, not so much. He hasn't thrown an interception yet. So you have to be able to sort of get him off of his comfort zone and therefore be able to take advantage of maybe some ducks that get thrown up. Last week, you saw the Mac Jones, the first interception happen because of the pressure by Caden Ellis right up the middle. Those linebackers that are getting pressure up the middle or are making sure that Daniel Jones doesn't have the opportunity or lane to escape the pocket are going to be key because they immediately impact what and essentially what Daniel Jones can and can't do and therefore how the New Orleans Saints defense can take advantage of it. So that's what I'm going to be looking for in this game. I think Pete Werner becomes very important in that game plan. We'll see how Caden Ellis factors in, and heck, maybe even CJ Gardner-Johnson factors into that just a little bit. Okay, next thing that I want to say is for key number two, don't lose this game. And what I mean by that is don't lose the game as in don't have more less points than the other team. Obviously, you don't want to do that too, but you don't want to be the team here that's walking in that has a big time opportunity to win this game. You have 12 players right now on this New York Giants injury report. That's not including the litany of players that are on their injured reserve. They're looking like what the New Orleans Saints looked like last week. You have two wide receivers in Darius Slayton and Sterling Shepard that are dealing with hamstring injuries. You have a hip injury when it comes to Kenny Golladay, who's also mad because he's not getting a lot of deep routes. We'll talk about why that is in just a second. And then it's also, you've got not Daniel Jones, but you've got Saquon Barkley on the injured report. And you have Ben Bredesen, who is one of their starting guards on the injury report as well with a hand injury, as expected to keep him out for a little while. So just like we talked about with the pile of injuries in the same place on the defensive side, the Giants are experiencing that on the offensive side. Their long snapper is on the injury report, y'all. Their long snapper is hurt. Like, that's how tough things are right now for the New York Giants. So for the Saints, they're walking into this game, and trust me, they're not thinking that this is an immediate W. They're playing their first game at home since 2020. They're not going to come in here unprepared or ill-prepared for that matter, but they can't come in and commit errors that lose the game on their own. They can't beat themselves. Jason Garrett is still calling plays for this New York Giants offense. So I talked about Kenny Golladay kind of being a little mad about the fact that he's not getting a lot of deep routes. That's Jason Garrett's fault. Let's talk about Jason Garrett since he was brought in as the offensive coordinator in 2024, the New York Giants. Ever since he came in, the Giants are 32nd in yards to go on third down, meaning that they have the most yards to go on average on a third down than any team in the NFL since he came in. They're 31st in points scored, 31st in explosive plays, 30th in points per drive, and 28th in yards per play, and their record is 6-13. Jason Garrett's not doing a good job. And so the Saints can't make his job easier on the defensive side. Now, this is a top 10, top 5 defense in a lot of very important metrics. So I'm sure that the New Orleans Saints are going to be just fine coming in. This defense should do a good job, but don't let any unforced errors shoot yourself in the foot here. You have the advantage. You're the better team. Go out there and show it. Key number three is you, the Who Dat Nation. I know a lot of folks are probably tired of hearing me talk about this, but I truly think it is the most important part of this game as we come back. It's why I've been talking about it all week. The Superdome has not been full capacity for a home game since, say it with me, January 5th of 2020, over 20 months, since this has been a full, now Caesars, Superdome. The last time the Superdome was full, it was still had the naming rights for Mercedes-Benz, which of course that just changed this offseason. So that's not really saying much, but you get the idea. You get the idea. This is a very important home game for the New Orleans Saints and for the city of New Orleans. You have the ability to make a difference if you're going to be in the stands, because Daniel Jones is not going to be ready for what the Who Dat Nation has in store for him while he's trying to call plays and make checks at the offensive line and all of that. Tay Crowder, if he's the one that's quarterbacking the defense, is not going to be ready for the energy, which will be palpable while he is getting ready to try to line up his defense to go up against the New Orleans Saints offense. You have the ability to change the course and control the course of this game as a fan, and this is why we love football. This is why we love football in New Orleans. This is why we love the Who Dat Nation, so on and so forth. So there you go. You're third on the list, last but certainly not least when it comes to the importance of this game. Keeping Daniel Jones uncomfortable, not allowing him to get out of phase and make those annoying plays where he picks up third and shorts and extends drives, making sure that the Saints are operating and playing up to their skill level, not shooting themselves in the foot or potentially costing themselves the game. This is their game to win. Can't lose it on your own and beat yourself. And of course, you, the Who Dat Nation. So that's our keys to victory in the offensive defensive side. What you needed to know about Gale Benson and the succession plan for the New Orleans Saints and why the plan is for them to go absolutely nowhere. We will be back tomorrow to make sure that you are all up to date on any roster changes, roster moves, stuff like that. And I have some big news for you that I hope that you'll be excited about in tomorrow's episode as well. It'll be coming out on Saturday during the day, not Friday night. So it'll be, you know, a little bit of a different schedule, but I'm excited to bring it to you and excited to announce the news that will be a part of that as well. So we will be back for that on Saturday. And of course, right back with you on Sunday after the game. Thank you so much again for making us your first listen here at Locked On Saints. Now for your second listen, go and win yourself some money with Locked On Bets, Lee Sterling, your boy Q. They've got you taken care of. I appreciate you as always, y'all. In between all of the episodes, you can always find me and hit me up on Twitter. So go ahead and hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how your mom and them. And trust Who Dat Nation, I'll holla at you.